spend less than 5 minutes to learn something cool about building apps on SharePoint using InfoPath.
Hi, I'm Nick Dallet. I'm a program manager on the InfoPath team. Today I'm going to show you how you can use an InfoPath form to drive calculations in an Excel Services workbook published to SharePoint 2010. So here's the workbook that we're going to use. This is the loan calculator spreadsheet that can be downloaded from the templates gallery on Office Online. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to select the amortization schedule here, just as much of it as I want to show in my web part page, and I'm going to define a name for this. So I'm creating a named range here, so that now when I come into File, Share, Publish to Excel Services, and I choose Excel Services Options, you see that I can choose to look at just items in the workbook. This is what's going to show on the web part page, just the amortization section. In parameters, you see I already have these four parameters defined for me. These are the input parameters, and when I check these boxes, these will now become available as input parameters on the web part when I publish it to Excel Services. So here is the InfoPath form I'm going to use. You can see that I've got four fields that correspond directly to the four input parameters in the Excel web part. When I click on the picture button here, the picture of the calculator, it will use the new Send Data to Web Part rule action. Now the last thing I want to show you here in the InfoPath form is under Form Options in Property Promotion that I have taken those four fields and I've promoted them as output parameters for my web part. So I have the InfoPath form with four output parameters that can correspond to the four input parameters I've defined for my Excel workbook. Okay, so here's a new web part page and I'm going to add two web parts. In the left hand here, I am going to add the InfoPath form web part. And in the body, I'm going to add the Excel web part. And once I've added those, we can configure them. So I am going to go ahead and configure the InfoPath web part to show the loan form. Now I've published the loan form to a form library in SharePoint. So I can choose that. And then under Advanced here, under Appearance, I am just going to come in and choose to remove the Chrome so that we don't have any title on the web part. And I should really do that with both of these. So with the Excel Services web part, I'm going to browse for my workbook. I've put the workbook into Shared Documents where it's called Loan Calculator 1. Okay, that's all set up. So let me say OK. And once I've done that, so there's my workbook and there's my form. Hey, that's all looking great. So now what I need to do is I need to set up the connections between them. Now because I have multiple parameters that I'm sending, I need to do this using SharePoint Designer. So I'm going to go ahead and open up this page and I'm going to choose the InfoPath form web part, and then under web part tools I can add connections. So the InfoPath form data is going to send data to the Excel web access part. Get multiple filter values is the right option there. And now I'm just going to map the four parameters from my InfoPath form to the four parameters in the Excel workbook. And so that is going to allow me to run those web part connections. Okay, so that's all done. And then once I save that, now we can go ahead and look at the final page. So here's what it looks like when we're all done, when we've done those steps. So you see I've got the loan amount here. It's pre-populated with $300,000. So that's fine. So I'm going to say I'm going to get a 4.5% interest rate. And I am going to choose a 30-year mortgage. I'm going to go ahead and start today. When I click on the calculator button, it's going to run the send data to web part action and run the amortization. And there you go. All right. So very quickly, I've shown you how to take the Excel workbook, publish it to Excel Services, publish an InfoPath form to SharePoint, put those both in web parts, and use the InfoPath form to drive the calculations in the Excel workbook. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, and thanks for watching.